Red imported fire ants are mound builders, preferring to construct their dome-shaped dirt homes in sunny places. Remember, these colonies can be polydomous, so be on the lookout for multiple mounds. An interesting daily behavior for these ants is that in the morning, the workers will carry up the brood from the bowels of the nest to the surface. This practice turns the brood into solar heat collectors for the rest of the colony. After a while of absorbing the sun's rays, the brood are returned to their place underground and help maintain higher temperatures in the nest. Fire ants have another fascinating behavior. When heavy rains flood their nest, the ants will form a tight ball that floats to the surface of the water, with the brood and the queen in the middle of it. Eventually, the ball will reach dry land, and the colony can begin constructing a new nest in a new location. Red imported fire ants prefer a diet of lipids, often in the form of seeds, and proteins, though they will supplement the usual fare with sweets too. A balance of nutritional groups is important, but they don't require an even distribution of the three main groups. The fire portion of their common name comes from the penchant for biting and then stinging prey and perceived threats to the colony. If you accidentally stand on or directly adjacent to a fire ant mound, you can quickly be overwhelmed and get stung repeatedly. The venom produced is made of alkaloid compounds and causes a variety of reactions in people that have been bitten and then stung. Most people develop pustules in places where they were stung, and they can be quite itchy and irritating.